This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to rebuild your reputation after a crisis. Can you actually rebuild your reputation after a crisis? What happened? When a public figure or organisation gets hit by a reputational crisis, the instinct is to wait for the storm to pass and then quietly resume normal operations. PR Daily recently examined why that approach almost always fails and what the recovery phase actually demands from leaders and communicators. The piece focused on the specific communication moves that determine whether a reputation genuinely rebounds or simply goes quiet for a while. The communication angle. Here is the question nobody wants to answer honestly. Is reputation repair even possible, or are you just managing slow decay? The answer is yes, wheel repair is possible, but only if you understand one thing first. The crisis itself really destroys a reputation permanently. What destroys it is the silence, the vagueness, or the defensive posturing that follows. People are extraordinarily forgiving of failure. They are almost entirely unforgiving of dishonesty and evasion. The first communication move after a crisis is the one most people get wrong. They treat the post-crisis period as a PR problem, manage the narrative, control the messaging, get back to normal. That framing is fatal. Your audience is not looking for a campaign. They are looking for a person. They want to see that you understand what happened, that you feel the weight of it, and that you've changed something real because of it. That requires specificity. Not we are committed to doing better. Tell them exactly what broke, exactly what you changed, and exactly how they will see that change in your behaviour going forward. The second mistake is timing. Most people go quiet immediately after a crisis, and then reappear too soon, before they have anything concrete to show. The window to start communicating is not the day the story breaks, and it is not 3 weeks later, when you feel ready. It is the moment you can pair an honest acknowledgement with one visible, verifiable action. Words without proof are just noise at that point. The third failure is audience mismatch. Leaders often rebuild their reputation with the wrong crowd first. They give interviews to friendly outlets, speak at conferences where the room already likes them, and call it progress. Real reputation repair happens with the skeptics. You have to go toward the people who are most disappointed in you, not away from them. That takes a different kind of communication, less polished, more direct, genuinely open to hard questions. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on accountability language gives you a framework for distinguishing between performative apology and the kind of direct, specific acknowledgement that actually moves an audience from skepticism to trust. Most people confuse the two, and that confusion is where reputations go to die permanently. The takeaway. Before your next public statement after any setback, write down two things on one index card. First, the one specific action you have already taken, not planned to take. Second, the one direct consequence you are prepared to accept accountability for. If you cannot fill out that card, you are not ready to speak yet. Wait until you can. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorn.com to get your copy.